Okay, dere kan sette dere.
And I'm really praying that the Holy Spirit will move so powerfully today.
Og ber at den hellige ånd vil bevege seg så mektig.
That I'm not able to catch my flight at 2:30.
At jeg ikke når fly med 2:30.
I'm flying after this straight to Thailand.
Reise etterpå dette møtet reiser jeg rett til Thailand.
We are preparing 77 mission outreaches and crusades in all the 77 provinces in Thailand.
Og vi forbereder 77 misjonsturer og crusader i de 77 fylkene i Thailand områdene.
Because the Lord spoke clearly this year when we were with 11,000 leaders in Jakarta that it's time for Thailand.
Og vi var i Jakarta, vi samlet 11,000 folk, og Gud talte tydelig, så det på tide for Thailand.
And right now, we're seeing and hearing testimonies, the Lord is literally lifting up a veil over an entire nation.
Og nå så opplever vi vitnesbyrd, Gud bare tar bort et slør fra en hel nasjon.
Thousands of Buddhist people on a weekly basis are receiving Jesus through dreams and through evangelism.
Tusenvis av buddhister tar ukentlig imot Jesus gjennom evangelisering og drømmer.
And we are praying for next year for 7.5 million new souls.
Og
in
neste
Thailand.
År så ber vi om 70?
7.5 million souls.
Neste år så ber vi om 7.5 million sjeler.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
But what about Norway?
Men hva med Norge?
Wow.
Wow.
Say wow with me.
Say wow med meg.
But before I want to release the word of the Lord for those who were not there yesterday. I just want to see show a quick picture of my family. And my family is everything to me. So to the left is my oldest son, 18.
Til venstre der så eldstesønnen min, han 18.
And actually he's going to the university in Oral Roberts University next year. It's my first one. We have to let go. I'm already crying like a baby.
Neste år så reiser han til Oral Roberts Universitet og han første mye å slippe og jeg gråter allerede.
And on the right we have our beautiful Justice.
På tilhøret så har vi vår nylig Justice.
And we have a beautiful daughter, Destiny.
Datteren var Destiny.
And then we have another one. Her name is Chloe.
Og så har vi enda en som heter Chloe.
She is 1 year and 3 months.
Hun 1 år og 3 måneder.
And in March next year, we're expecting our 5th one.
Og i mars neste år så venter vi på nummer 5.
So if you want to stay young like me,
så hvis du vil bli fortsette være ung sånn som meg,
even though I will turn 50 next year,
jeg blir 50 neste år,
you know, just get children if that's possible.
Lag barn hvis du kan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Lord is good, amen.
Så Gud god, amen.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of crying kids because we are in the middle of everything. So
jeg ikke redd for barn med gråter fordi jeg midt I det hjemme.
God is good, amen.
Gud god, amen.
And actually, one day I want to bring my family here.
En dag så har jeg lyst til å bringe familien min her.
Yeah, I already talked with them over the phone.
Allerede snakket med dem på telefonen.
I said, honey, listen.
Jeg sa, hey, kjære.
Because my family, why I'm gone, they're praying.
For mens jeg borte, så ber familien min for meg.
Even Chloe, she's 1 year and 3 months.
Til med Chloe, som 1 år og 3 måneder.
When we do prayer stuff every day.
Vi ber hver dag.
She just lift up her hands.
Så bare løft hun hendene sine.
When my family released me, they always release me when I go.
De forløser meg alltid når jeg reiser ut.
And they're very much in prayer, and I called her yesterday.
Og de ber veldig mye, og de ringte de går.
We have to go to Bergen.
Og jeg sa, hei, kjære, vi må reise til Bergen.
There is a church community.
Det en kirke her.
It has our DNA.
Som har vårt DNA.
God's DNA.
Som har Guds DNA.
I feel so home here. I can't explain to you.
Jeg føler meg så hjemme her. Jeg kan ikke forklare det.
I don't have words for this.
Jeg har ikke ord for dette.
And I'm not bringing just to be nice to you.
Og jeg sier ikke dette bare for å være snill.
I don't have time to be nice to you.
Jeg har ikke tid til å være snill med deg.
Because, you know, we just travel all over the world.
Ting skjer I hele verden.
Almost every weekend we are somewhere.
But
sometimes you come to places.
Men noen gang så kommer du til et sted.
Where you can fully tap into the spirit.
Hvor du kan fullt og helt tappe inn I ånden.
You live for the same goals.
Og du lever for de samme målene.
And this is one of my places.
Og dette et av de stedene.
Where I'm going to invite myself back.
Hvor jeg inviterer meg selv tilbake.
Under the leadership of the pastors, of
course. Under lederskap av pastoren selvfølgelig.
So a big thank you for Pastor Olav
and Pastor Tanya. Olav og Pastor Tanya. Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything
Tusen
you have
takk.
Done.
Så mye for alt dere har gjort.
Opening up the doors for the revival school.
Å åpne døren for vekkelseskolen.
Taking a risk.
Og tar en risiko.
But that is faith.
Men det tro.
Faith is taking risks.
Og tro betyr å ta risikoer.
It's trust in him.
Og det stole på han.
Without knowing really how things will work out.
Utan helt att veta hur sånt ting vill ända upp.
But I promise you, this school of revival is like a revival machine.
Jag lovar dig att den här väckelseskolan är som en väckelsesmaskin.
It was like powerful yesterday.
Det var kraftigt igår.
And you are part of this.
Och du är en del av det.
Because you know your church is opening up that heavenly well, that heavenly gate.
För det himlen öppnar den himmelska porten.
So I really want to honor you. Thank you.
Jag vill verkligen ära dig.
And so under your leadership, I'm inviting myself back.
Så under deras ledarskap så inviterar jag mig själv tillbaka.
And I want to have knäckebröd with you.
Jag vill ha knäckebröd samman med dig.
Oh really? When I flew into Bergen, I was like, this is so beautiful here.
Jag tänkte bara, wow, det är så nydligt här.
Can you imagine, you know, Bergen with Christmas and there was snow everywhere?
Bergen med jul och mycket snö.
We have a Saturday night, fire night.
Du har lördagskväll med mycket el.
And then we have real fire.
It's not always snow in Bergen.
Wrong answer. Well, let's pray for snow.
Men låt oss be för snö.
Come, Lord, we want snow this Christmas.
Gud, vi har lyst på snö denne jul.
Lord, we want snow this Christmas.
Vi vill ha snö denne jul.
Oh, Lord, let it be a white Christmas.
Låt det vara en vit jul.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow.
Yeah, amen. Yes, you are laughing, amen. But I believe in this stuff.
Jag tror på detta.
Yeah, you know, as a crusade evangelist, we have to pray all the time for weather.
Så men en crusade evangelist måste be för vær hela tiden.
So when we do crusades, we're not praying for snow.
Så när jag har crusade ber mig om snö.
But when I'm here with Christmas, we pray for snow.
Men här om jul till jul så ber man om snö.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, before we dive into the word of the Lord,
hopp in I Guds ord,
I forgot to mention that yesterday.
Så man bara säger att igår.
I wrote different books.
Så här hade jag olika böcker.
And one of my recent books is I think a very significant book.
Och en av mina nyare böcker så är det en väldigt speciell bok.
And I really felt to write a book about a process I went through in my life.
Och jag följde verkligen för det att skriva en bok om en process som jag gick igenom I livet mitt.
And it was not an easy process.
Och det var inte en väldigt lätt process.
A lot of people, they love the prophetic word.
Det är många folk som älskar det profetiska ordet.
But they don't like to do the prophetic work.
Men de liker inte att göra den profetiska gärningen.
Then there is a process in between receiving the prophetic word.
Men den process från det att motta det profetiska ordet.
And the fulfillment of that prophetic word.
Och fullföljelsen av det profetiska ordet.
I figured out in life.
Jag fann ut I livet
that you're facing demonic storms.
Att du möter demoniska stormar.
That you're facing storms you created yourself.
Att du möter stormar du skapar själv.
Because not everything is demonic.
För inte allt är demonisk.
But also I figured out something what I've never heard in my life when I experienced it myself, that the things I labeled as demonic, when I look back, was actually God who sent something who take me out to go into another glorious level.
Och någon gång så har jag upplevt detta, ting som jag trodde var demoniskt och faktiskt Gud som satt igång en situation som man skulle ta mig ut av där jag var in i en större härlighet.
And to make a long story short, I really felt to write down a very honest book about this.
Och för att vara helt ärlig och lägga en lång historia kort så satte jag mig ner och skrev en väldigt ärlig bok om detta.
And when I was sending this to my spiritually fathers and moms, it's like Papa Bill Johnson, Heidi Baker, Cindy Jacobs, they all said, Matt, please make a book out of it.
Och när jag snackade om detta och delade det med mina föräldrar Bill Johnson, Heidi Baker, Cindy Jacobs, så sa de, please skriv en bok om
detta. And for me, this book is so important for everyone to read because a lot of people they give up in the process.
Och för mig så är det så väldigt viktigt att väldigt många folk får läsa denna boken för det är väldigt många som ger upp mitt I processen.
Or they lose the fire.
Eller så mister de elden.
The reason I'm standing in front of you and I still want to be this burning torch for Jesus, dipped in his blood, dipped in his fire, dipped in his oil, is because
grundtext så för dig som en brännande fackel som är dyppad I Jesu blod, eld och olja.
You cannot go through storms in your life just with your anointing.
Du kan inte gå igenom stormar I livet bara med salvelsen din.
I've learned through the way and through the hard things that you go through storms with character and anointing.
Jag har lärt att genom livet att du går igenom stormar med karaktär och salvelse.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I just wrote this book and I want to give this book away for free.
Så skrev denna boken och har lust att ge denna boken gratis.
I heard the rumor that people in Norway like things for free.
Jag har hört ett rykte om att folk I Norge liker ting gratis.
I don't know if this is true.
Jag vet inte om detta är sant.
But I think because of your laughing it's true.
För att du ler så tror jag det är sant.
And so in this case, because we're living right now in the States, we cannot send away books. It's way too much money. I think it's like even $20 to send it. So we created an ebook for you.
Så der jeg bor I USA, så det alt for dyrt å sende vekk bøker gratis. Det koster $20, som har lagt en online-bok.
You just have to scan the code.
Du trenger bare scanne boken.
And then you have the opportunity to give a donation to our ministry.
Så det mulighet til å donere, men hvis du ikke har muligheten til å donere, skriver du bare null.
And you will receive that wonderful e-book
of the process. Og du får denne boka om prosessen.
Where Bill Johnson wrote a wonderful foreword in.
Well. Bill Johnson skrev fantastisk forord.
Hallelujah! Are you happy?
Hallelujah!
Are you still happy?
Dere glad?
Are you still alive?
Hallelujah!
And so yesterday, for so those who were not there, I really had this prophetic picture. What I was trying to create during the worship as a visual, that Norway is ready for the harvest.
Så I går under lovsangen så fikk jeg dette profetiske bildet som jeg fant mobilen og lagde dette da under lovsangen om at Norge klar for innhøstningen.
And you really have to stay with me.
Og du må bare følge med litt.
Because we're not saying this to make something up.
For jeg sier ikke dette bare for å finne på noe.
You have to be very careful when you say this is the Lord.
Du må være veldig forsiktig når du sier dette Herren.
You need to make sure it is the Lord.
Du må være sikker på at det Herren.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to have your own desires, but that don't label it as like the Lord wants to say this. Just say, it's my desire.
Det bra at jeg har dine egne ønsker, men ikke si at dette Herren, si heller bare dette mitt ønske.
So carefully.
Så veldig forsiktig.
I want to say this.
Vil jeg si dette.
I sense strongly.
Jeg opplever veldig sterkt.
That the ground in Norway.
At området her I Norge.
Is ready for the greatest harvest and revival the entire history of Norway have ever seen.
Jeg klar for den største vekkelsen og innhøstningen som du noen gang har sett I historien I Norge.
And I keep seeing the harvest.
Og jeg fortsetter å se denne innhøstningen.
I keep seeing these harvest machines.
Jeg fortsetter å se disse innhøstningsmaskinene skurtreskere.
Harvesting the souls here in Norway.
Som bare sank inn alle sjelene I Norge.
So maybe we can show that picture what we showed yesterday.
Kan vi vise det bildet?
So this is the Norway's harvest fields are white. Will you go?
Dette Norges jorde klare. Vil du gå?
And this is not yet the word of the Lord, but I want to share with you the message.
Og dette noen ord som jeg har lyst til å dele.
But the Lord this morning when I woke up.
Men I dag morges når jeg våkner.
The first thing what I saw was Revelation 14, verse 14 to 16, what really confirmed this picture.
Det første jeg så når jeg våkner var Åpenbaringen 14, vers 14 og 16, som virkelig bekreftet dette
ordet. Then I saw a white cloud.
Og jeg så og se en hvit sky på skyen.
And seated on the cloud was someone like the Son of Man.
På skyen satt en som lignet menneskesønnen.
He had a golden crown on his head.
På sitt hode hadde han en gullkrone.
And then it struck me, the Bible says, he had a sharp sickle in his hand.
Og det slo meg, for Bibelen sier at I hånden sin hadde han en skarp sigd.
A sharp sickle.
En skarp sigd.
And then another angel came from the temple.
Og en annen engel kom ut av tempelet.
And shouted to the one sitting on the cloud.
Og ropte med en høy røst han som satt på skyen.
Swing the sickle.
Sving sigden.
Swing the sickle.
Sving sigden.
Swing the sickle.
Sving sigden.
For the time of harvest has come.
For tiden for innhøstningen kommet.
The crop on earth is ripe.
For høsten på jorden fullmoden.
And so the one sitting on the cloud.
Og han som satt på skyen.
He swung his sickle over
the earth. Han svingte da sikten over jorden.
And the Bible says the whole earth was harvested.
Og Bibelen sier at hele jorden ble høstet.
Listen, this is powerful.
Hør på dette, dette mektig.
Could it be that we are stepping into a season?
Kan det være at vi går inn I en ny sesong?
That we're going to see nations being harvested because the Lord from heaven. This is Kairos time.
Der vi ser nasjoner bli innhøstet til Herren fordi det Kairos
sweeping his sharp sickle over the earth.
Han svinger sikten over hele jorden.
What if Norway would be one of the first examples of this prophetic sign?
Kom Norge etter de første eksemplene på dette profetiske ordet.
Are you ready? I mean, this is serious stuff.
Dette seriøse ting.
And you can sit here.
Og du kan sitte her.
And you can say, well, we will see.
Og du kan si, ja, vi får se.
But that's not faith.
Men det ikke tro.
Faith is you expect something like this is going to happen.
Tro at du forventer noe sånt skal skje.
You are preparing your heart.
Du forbereder hjertet ditt.
You are going to pray into this.
Du ber inn I dette.
And say, Lord.
Og sier, Gud.
This is your harvest time for Norway.
Dette din innhøstningstid for
what
Norge.
What is my responsibility?
Men det mitt ansvar.
And how can I personalize the Great Commission in my life?
Og hvordan kan jeg personliggjøre misjonsbefalingen I livet mitt?
Do I talk to the church this morning?
Snakker jeg til kirken nå, eller?
You should be awake this morning.
Dere burde være våkne denne morgenen.
I should be the one what I said yesterday, being very jet-lagged, but I'm not.
Jeg den som burde vært veldig jet-lagged, men jeg ikke det.
The Lord,
Herren,
the Lord
Herren,
is giving you a sharp sickle.
Gir deg en skarp sigd.
The only thing you have to do is swing it.
Det eneste du må gjøre, bare svinge den.
Use it with him.
Bruk den sammen med han.
I'm going to say to you, you're going to see a supernatural harvest of souls.
Jeg vil si at du vil se en overnaturlig innhøstning av sjeler.
Nets will break.
Nettet vil ryke.
Boats will sink.
Båtene vil synke.
Because of his glory and his harvest.
Fordi av hans herlighet og hans
innhøstning. And you are part of it.
Og du en del av det.
Amen. You are part
Amen.
Of it.
Du en del av det.
You are part of a church.
Du en del av det, kirke.
You are part of this.
Du en del av dette.
Take your stand.
Ta, stå.
Don't let the pastors do everything.
Ikke la folk, alle andre gjøre det.
That's foolish.
Det er tåpelig.
You are called.
Du er kalt.
There is provision and vision in your heart.
Det er forsørgelse og en visjon I hjertet ditt.
You are part of this great harvest.
Du en del av denne innhøstningen.
How can you be responsible?
Hvordan kan du være ansvarlig?
What is your place in the harvest?
Hvor din plass I den innhøstningen?
Make that decision today.
Gjør det valget I dag.
Say, Lord, I want to be part of it.
Og si, Gud, jeg har lyst til å være en del av dette.
Don't try to figure it out.
Ikke prøve å forstå det.
Say to the Lord, Lord, I want to be part of
this. Si, Gud, jeg har lyst til å være en del av dette.
I don't want to miss this.
Jeg vil ikke gå glipp av dette.
Because that's why we do church.
For det derfor vi har kirke.
That's why we do church.
Det derfor vi har kirke.
We are not here to sing nice kubababa songs.
Vi ikke her for å synge fine kubababa-sanger.
Even though it's important to worship the Lord.
Selv om det viktig å tilbe Gud.
We love the corporate worship time.
Vi elsker den felles lovsangen.
But you didn't came for the coffee after this church.
Men du kommer ikke for kaffen som her etter kirken.
We came here for Jesus.
Vi kom her for Jesus.
We came here to hear from him.
Vi kom for å høre fra han.
We came here to be trained and equipped.
Vi kom for å bli trent og utsendt.
We came here to see if our sickle is still sharp.
Vi kom for å se om sigden vår fortsatt skarp.
We came here to encourage each other for the harvest.
Vi kom for å oppmuntre hverandre for innhøstningen.
This is an apostolic mission center.
Dette en apostolisk tjenestested.
Not just a nice cozy family.
Ikke bare en fin kosefamilie.
It is a cozy family.
Det en fin kosefamilie.
But it's a high purpose.
Men vi har en mening.
That's to be that harvest machine.
Og det å være denne skurtreskeren.
Seeing revival.
Og se vekkelse.
Seeing lives being transformed.
Og se liv bli forvandlet.
And you are called.
Og du kalt.
You are called.
Du kalt.
But are you willing to pay the price?
Du villig til å betale prisen?
And maybe you're here.
Og kanskje du her.
It's about Matt.
Og så tenker du, hæ?
I'm wounded.
Jeg
went through stuff in my life.
Jeg gikk gjennom så mye I livet mitt.
I don't know if I can be part of this.
Jeg vet ikke om jeg kan være del av dette.
I actually have a hard time believing in this.
Jeg faktisk vanskelig for å tro på dette.
But I have a message for you.
Men jeg har en beskjed til deg.
So give me 20 minutes.
Så gi meg 20 minutter.
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Oh no, what is that the clock or is that no, actually that is the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, that is nice. So it's not a countdown.
Det ikke en countdown, det nedtelling, det klokken.
My heart.
Hjertet mitt.
The thing is with this clock.
Tingen med denne klokken.
The time goes up.
Så går tiden oppover.
I'm looking, I'm like, the time goes up every time I am a minute further.
Jeg ser liksom, så hvor klokken går bare opp.
I'm so confused.
Jeg så forvirret.
Because yesterday,
for I går,
the time went down.
Så gikk klokken nedover.
And then a red thing starts to pop up.
Og så plutselig blir det lyset rødt.
This clock,
denne klokken,
is amazing.
Fantastisk.
It goes up.
Den går oppover.
It was 12:11, now it's 12:12.
Den var 12:11, nå den 12:12.
It's the best clock for preachers in the world.
Den beste klokken for talere I verden.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Oh, this is so funny.
Det så morsomt.
Oh, okay. Okay, John 20, verse 19.
Johannes 20, vers 19.
Are you ready for the word of the Lord?
Du klar for Guds ord?
I try to do it quick.
Jeg prøver å gjøre det kjapt.
So we can pray together.
Så vi kan be sammen.
And allow Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do.
Og la den hellige ånd gjøre det han vil.
But I know the Holy Spirit speaks through his word powerfully.
Men jeg vet at den hellige ånd snakker kraftig.
And so that Sunday evening.
Og om søndagskvelden.
So say with me, Sunday evening.
Så si søndagskveld.
Just to keep you awake.
Bare for å holde deg våken.
The disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders.
Det var dørene samlet bak lukkede dører fordi de var redde av jødene.
I love in the Bible the word suddenly.
Og jeg elsker når Bibelen sier plutselig.
It means it came unexpected.
Det betyr det kom uforventet.
Suddenly.
Plutselig.
Like today, suddenly.
Bare tenk så, plutselig.
The Lord will break in into our meeting.
Vil Herren bryte inn I møtet vårt.
I love the suddenly meetings.
Jeg elsker de plutselige møtene.
I'm addicted to the suddenly meetings.
Jeg avhengig av de plutselige møtene.
And so Jesus was standing there among them.
Og så Jesus sto der midt iblant dem.
And the first thing Jesus said was, "Peace be with you."
Og det første Jesus sa, "Fred være med dere."
And as he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and in his side.
Och mens han talte så visste han såren i hendene och i siden sin.
And they were filled with joy when they saw the Lord.
Och de blev fyllt med glädje där de såg Herren.
And the Bible says again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you."
Och Bibeln säger att igen sa Jesus, "Fred var med dig."
And now he said something very powerful. He said, "As the Father has sent me, that's how I sent you."
Och så säger han, "Slik som far sent meg, slik sender jeg dere."
And then he breathed over them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
Och så blåste han på och sa, "Motta den helige ånd."
If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven.
Hvis du tilgir noen synd, så det tilgitt.
If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Hvis du ikke tilgir din synd, så det ikke
tilgitt. This is powerful stuff.
Dette mektige saker.
There is baptism in it.
Det dåp I dette.
There's a commissioning in it.
Utsendelse I det.
There's an assignment in it.
Det oppdrag I det.
And one of the 12 disciples, Thomas, the nickname the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came.
Och en av Thomas en av disciplerna, han som blev kallad tvillingen, han var inte samma med de andra disciplerna.
He was left out, and I want to talk to the left outs this morning.
Han var utelatt. Jag vill bara snacka till de som utelatt.
And they told him, "We have seen the Lord."
Och de sa till honom, "Vi har sett Herren."
But he replied, "I don't believe it."
Men han sa, "Jag tror det inte."
Unless I see the nail wounds in his hands.
Med mindre jag ser sårene I på hånden hans.
I put my fingers into them and place my hand into the wound in his side.
Och lägga hånden in I såren och lägga fingrarna I såren och hånden på sidan.
And the Lord answered his honest prayer.
Och Herren svarte den ärliga bönen.
8 days later, the disciples were together again.
8 dagar senare så var disciplinerna samlat igen.
But this time Thomas was with them.
Men denna gång så Thomas med dem.
Again the doors were locked.
Och igen dörrarna var stängt.
But suddenly as before.
Men plötsligt sån som för.
Jesus was standing among them.
Så stod Jesus mitt ibland dem.
Peace be with you.
Så fred var med dere.
And then he said to Thomas.
Och där att säga till Thomas.
Put your fingers here.
Kom med fingern din.
Look at my hands.
Och se händerna mina.
Put your hand into the wound in my side.
Och kom med handen din och lägg den I min sida.
Thomas, don't be faithless any longer. Believe.
Inte vara vantro men vara troende.
My Lord and my God, Thomas said.
Thomas svarade, min Herre, min Gud.
My Lord.
Min Herre.
My God.
Min Gud.
People, this is a powerful story.
Folkens, dette en kraftig historie.
Can I jump on this or not?
Kan jeg hoppe ned eller ikke?
Is it okay for live stream or it's not good for live stream?
Går det fint med live stream eller?
It's not good for live stream. If the pastor say it like this, then I have to obey. So I will run like this then, okay?
Så løper heller bort her.
Alla laba shandai.
Lala shaba shandai.
Like this was not like yesterday.
Dette var ikke som I går.
This context is very severe.
Den hendelsen veldig ekstraordinær.
The disciples experienced trauma.
Disciplene, de opplevde trauma.
They experienced something what was very severe in their lives.
De opplevde noe som veldig ekstremt I livet deres.
They followed Jesus.
De fulgte Jesus.
Like some of you, you said yes to Jesus.
Noen av dere har sagt ja til Jesus.
And then stuff start to happen in his life.
Og så begynner plutselig ting å skje I livet.
What he didn't understand.
Som du ikke forstår.
What the disciples didn't understand.
Som disiplene ikke forstod.
Something very traumatic happened. You have to realize they saw their Jesus bleeding on the cross and he was unrecognizable.
Det var noe veldig traumatisk som skjedde. De forstod at de så Jesus bløende og hengende på korset og han var ikke gjenkjennbar.
Very traumatic.
Veldig traumatisk.
The Bible says his body was so unrecognizable.
Bibelen sier at kroppen hans var ikke gjenkjennbar.
As a missionary,
som en misjonær,
when I was 22 years old,
når jeg var 22 år,
I went for Derek Prince as his first missionary to Kosovo.
Så gikk jeg som Derek Prince sin første misjonær til Kosovo?
Kosovo.
1999.
A war broke out.
Så startet en krig.
I was not ready for this.
Jeg var ikke klar for det.
But for 1 year.
Men I ett år.
We were digging out unrecognizable bodies.
Så gravde vi ut kropper som du ikke klarte å gjenkjenne.
In a city called Jakova, the city of blood, where thousands of men were killed.
I byen av Jakova, byen av blod, der tusenvis av mennesker ble drept.
I know what it looks like to look at unrecognizable bodies.
Jeg vet hva det betyr å se på en kropp du ikke klarer å gjenkjenne.
There were no funeral cars there at that time, so I used my car to get dead bodies in and
ingen begravelsesbiler där så brukte min egen bil för att frakta dessa kropparna.
I saw and witnessed what it did to the orphans and the widows, the families.
Jag såg med mina egna ögon vad det gjorde med familjerna och de föräldralösa.
The disciples just experienced something what could really wipe them out.
Och disciplerna nettop upplevde något som verkligen kunde bara få dem helt ut av det.
On top of that they were afraid for the leaders.
Och på toppen av det så var de rädda för ledarna.
What a situation.
For en situation.
And that's the situation where they locked the doors and were praying together.
Och det är situationen där de stängde dörren och de bad sammen.
And suddenly,
och plötsligt,
the resurrected king started to appear in their despair.
Så kommer den uppståndne kungen in i deras nöd.
Suddenly they encountered the one.
Plötsligt så möter de den ene.
They loved and followed but died on the cross.
Som de älskat och följde men som döde på korset.
Peace be with you.
Han säger fred var med dere.
Peace be with you in the
fred
midst of the storm and anxiety.
Mitt i stormen och frukten.
Jesus is here this morning.
Jesus är här idag.
And he's coming into your life.
Han kommer in i livet ditt.
And he's speaking the words.
Och han talar orden.
Peace be with you.
Fred var med dig.
I am able to calm the storms inside of your life.
Jag är mäktig till att stilla stormen in i livet ditt.
And he looked around.
Han så sig runt.
And there were his 10 disciples.
Och där var disciplerna.
We know that Judas took his life.
Men vet att Judas tog livet.
Judas couldn't handle the failure.
Judas han tacklade inte felen som han har gjort.
But Peter.
Men Peter.
He was able to handle the failure.
Han klarade att hantera det.
And he was there praying.
Och han var där och bad.
But there was one guy who was not there.
Men det är en fyr som inte var.
And I want to talk about that one guy for the coming 10 minutes.
Och för de nästa 10 minuterna vill jag snacka om
han. His name is Thomas.
Namn hans var Thomas.
And I don't know if this is happening in Norway, but wherever we travel around the world, and I grew up with that as a Baptist pastor kid, I learned that Thomas was the doubting Thomas.
Och detta sker i hela världen, vet inte om det sker här, men jag lärde som i kyrkan som ung att vi kallade han tvivlaren Thomas.
Here as well? I don't know.
Herog,
when you think about Thomas, what is the first thing you think?
När du tänker på Thomas, vad är det första du tänker på?
Doubting Thomas.
Tvivlaren
right?
Thomas.
Is it here as well?
Samma.
Knock with your head.
Ja, bara nick med huvudet.
You have a muscle. Yes.
Ja, dock med muskler. Ja.
Yes. No. Yes.
Ja,
ja. Knäckebröd.
Ja.
Yes.
Knäckebröd. Ja.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Ja.
We labeled all over the world 2,000 years later, still unto this day.
Över hela världen till och med 2,000 år senare så har haft samma markingen.
A mighty man of God.
En mäktig Guds namn.
We labeled a person.
Så har vi satt ett namn på en person.
Because he had a moment in his life.
För han hade ett ögonblick i livet sitt.
That he didn't understand.
Som han inte förstod.
The body of Christ.
Kristi kropp.
Is very well organized.
Är väldigt organiserat.
In label people.
I att sätta märke på folk.
Who had a moment in their life.
Som har ögonblick i livet sitt.
Who didn't have it all together.
Där de inte hade fungerat eller förstod allt.
I don't think we should call Thomas doubting Thomas.
Jag syns inte man ska kalla Thomas tvivlaren Thomas.
I think that Thomas was just honest with his wounds.
Jag tror bara Thomas var ärlig med sina sår.
He was so honest with his trauma in his heart.
Han var så ärlig med trauma i hjärtat sitt.
That he couldn't be part of that prayer meeting.
Att han klarade inte vara en del av detta bönemöte.
Most of the times.
Mesteparten av tiden.
When this kind of people don't show up in the prayer meeting.
När dessa folk nu inte kommer in på bönemötena.
We exclude them and say, oh, he is not faithful.
Så exkluderar man säger, ja, det är inte trofast.
Well, Thomas was cold.
Väl Thomas, han var kall.
But Thomas needed friends around him.
Men Thomas, han trängde vänner runt sig.
He needed friends around him who worked through the process of his own pain.
Han trängde vänner runt sig som kunde jobba genom processen av hans egen
smärta. Praise God.
Pris Gud.
That after this encounter with the disciples.
Att efter detta möte med disciplerna.
Jesus encountered his disciples in such a powerful way.
Jesus mötte disciplerna på en så kraftig måte.
That his disciples, the first thing they did, they went to Thomas.
Att de första disciplerna gjorde var att löpa till Thomas.
Thomas, we've seen the Lord.
Och de sa, Thomas, vi har sett Herren.
It was too much for Thomas.
Det var för mycket för Thomas.
The only thing Thomas said, unless I see his wounds.
Thomas säger, med mindre jag ser hans sår.
It's incredible what happened next.
Det är fantastiskt det nästa som
skedde. 8 days later.
8 dagar senare.
Same room.
Samma rum.
The disciples were together, but now Thomas was there.
Så var disciplerna samlade, men nu var Thomas där.
Praise the Lord for friends.
Pris Gud för vänner.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Please come to the prayer meeting.
Please kom till bönemötet.
Jesus is really resurrected.
Jesus är verkligen uppstått.
And he came.
Och han kom.
Jesus heard.
Jesus hörte.
The answers and the honesty of Thomas.
Han hörte äktheten till Thomas.
I do believe that that's the reason Jesus kept his wounds open.
Och jag tror att det är en grund att Jesus sina sår var
öppna. So that Thomas' wounds could be healed.
Så när Thomas sina sår kunde bli helbredet.
Jesus started to show up again.
Och Jesus startade och vi möttes igen.
Thomas.
Och så Thomas.
You see.
Ser du?
You see my wounds.
Ser du sårna mina?
Put your wounds into my wounds.
Put dina sår in i mina sår.
So all of your wounds can be healed.
Så att alla dina sår kan bli
helbredda. This is powerful stuff.
Detta är mäktiga saker.
And by the way, Thomas.
Och så liksom Thomas.
I'm going to send you.
Jeg kom til å sende deg.
How the Father has sent me, so I sent you.
Slik som Gud har sendt meg, slik sender jeg deg.
Receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
Motta kraften av den hellige ånd.
And Thomas went.
Og Thomas gikk.
He went from pain.
Han gikk fra smerte.
He went from depression and anxiety.
Han gikk fra depresjon og frykt.
In one moment.
I ett øyeblikk.
In one moment.
I ett øyeblikk.
In one moment.
I ett øyeblikk.
The suddenly Kairos moment.
Det plutselig Kairos øyeblikket.
He stepped into his promise.
Så gikk han inn I et løfte sitt.
He stepped into his calling.
Gikk inn I kallet sitt.
What do you mean?
Thomas. Tviler han Thomas?
Do you know that Thomas?
Vet du at Thomas?
Was a disciple.
Var en disippel.
Who traveled the furthest from all the other disciples and brought the gospel to all of Asia?
Som reiste lenger enn alle de andre disiplene og brakte evangeliet til Asia.
I mean, how in the world without planes?
Hvordan klarer du det uten fly?
He traveled from Israel all the way to south of India.
Han reiste fra Israel helt til sør I India.
Some scholars believe.
Noen skriftlærde eller
that he even went to Indonesia. They have
at han til og med gikk til Indonesia, de har det bevis på det.
He went to south of India.
Han gikk til sør I India.
And he opened the door.
Og han åpnet døren
for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
For evangeliet om Jesus Kristus.
He died in a sword.
Han døde med et sverd.
He sacrificed his life for his king.
Han offrer livet sitt for kongen.
What do you mean, doubting Thomas?
Hva mener du med tvileren Thomas?
Because he had a moment in his life.
Han hadde et øyeblikk I livet sitt.
That he did it all together.
Der han ikke hadde alt det.
And maybe you're here this morning.
Og kanskje du her I dag.
And you had moments in your life.
Og du hadde et øyeblikk I livet ditt.
That you didn't just have it all together.
Der du ikke hadde forstod alt.
There is grace.
Men det nåde.
There is not only forgiveness.
Det ikke bare tilgivelse.
But there is a sending moment for you this morning.
Men et øyeblikk til å bli sendt ut, og det her I dag.
Where he wants to heal your heart.
Hvor Jesus har lyst til å helbrede
hjertet ditt. And then the healing is the sending.
Og etter helbredelsen så sender han ut.
To change the world for Jesus.
For å forandre verden for Jesus.
To change the world for Jesus.
For å forandre verden for Jesus.
To change the world for Jesus.
For å forandre verden for Jesus.
He wants to unlabel you from labels people have put on your
han
life.
Han vil ta bort alle merkene som folk har satt på deg.
Amen.
Amen.
We need friends.
Vi trenger venner.
We need focus.
Vi trenger fokus.
We are not focusing on our pain. We are focusing on Jesus. We acknowledge the pain.
Vi fokuserer ikke på smerten vår. Vi fokuserer på Jesus. Vi erkjenner smerten vår.
But we are focusing on the one who can heal your pain.
Men vi fokuserer på den som kan helbrede smerten.
We are not using our pain as an excuse not to go.
Vi bruker ikke smerten vår som en unnskyldning til ikke gå.
Stop being that victim.
Stopp å være det offeret.
Stop it.
Stopp det.
Stop it.
Stopp.
It doesn't bring you further.
Det bringer deg ikke lenger.
I can tell you for hours.
Jeg kan fortelle I timer.
Reasons why I should be very sad.
Grunnen til hvorfor jeg burde være lei meg.
Reasons why I should be a victim.
Hvorfor grunnen til jeg burde vært offer.
But that's foolish.
Men det tull.
In life.
I livet.
Even though stuff happens outside of your control, we still have control over our own life.
Til og med ting skjer utenfor din kontroll I livet ditt, så har du fortsatt kontroll på ditt eget liv.
We still have control over our own heart.
Du har fortsatt kontroll på ditt eget hjerte.
We still have control over our mind.
Du har fortsatt kontroll på sinnet ditt.
We still have a choice to believe in the promises of God in our lives or let it go.
Du har fortsatt et valg på å stole på løftene til Gud I livet ditt, eller å la det gå.
We still have a choice to forgive people.
Du har fortsatt et valg å tilgi folk.
Are you still with me, church?
Dere fortsatt med meg?
Because for too long in church,
fordi for lenge I kirken,
we let wounds talk.
Så la meg sår snakke.
We let soul pain talk.
Vi la sjelisk smerte snakke.
We let things in life we don't understand talk.
Og vi la ting I livet som vi ikke forstår tale.
Instead of talking about the promises of God.
Snakke om Guds løfter.
Too much people talk about the problems.
For mange folk snakker om smerten.
I want to talk about my God.
Jeg vil snakke om min Gud.
Who is able to remove mountains in my life.
Som mektig til å fjerne fjell I livet mitt.
I want to talk about how big my God is.
Jeg vil snakke om hvor stor min Gud
Instead of just talking about how big my problems are.
I stedet for bare snakke om hvor stor mine problemer.
Are you still with me, church?
Dere fortsatt med meg, kirke?
This is a covenant, a Jesus blood covenant church.
Dette en pakt, en Jesu blodspakt kirke.
Where you talk covenant blood promises.
Der du taler blodspakt løfter.
Yes, we acknowledge pain.
Ja, vi erkjenner smerte.
I hate in some of the We say that the movements we cannot talk about our pain.
Jeg hater at det noen bevegelser så kan vi ikke snakke om smerten vår.
Thomas talked about his pain.
Thomas snakket om smerten sin.
But he didn't focus on the pain.
Men han fokuserte ikke
he
på
said,
smerten.
Unless I see him.
Han sa med mindre jeg ser.
You see, he was focused on him.
Så han var fortsatt fokusert
In
på
his
Jesus.
Doubt,
I tvilen sin.
He was focused on him.
Var han fokusert på
unless I see him.
Men mindre jeg ser han.
That's a very good prayer.
Det en veldig god bønn.
I give you permission to pray that prayer.
Jeg gir deg tillatelse til å be denne bønnen.
That's not a prayer of not having faith.
Og det ikke en bønn om å ikke ha tro.
It's a prayer of faith, actually.
Det faktisk en tronsbønn.
Because Jesus answered that prayer.
Fordi Jesus svarte den bønnen.
By showing up 8 days later.
Men viser seg igjen 8 dager senere.
Being honest with your pain.
Vær ærlig med smerten din.
Being honest with your emotions.
Vær ærlig med følelsene dine.
But don't be led by your emotions.
Men ikke bli ledet av følelsene dine.
Being led by the Spirit.
Bli ledet av ånden.
And I know this is a fight.
Og jeg vet dette en kamp.
It's a fight in Europe.
Det en kamp I Europa.
It's a fight of the mind.
Det en kamp I
sinnet. But we have to learn. It's the only way. We have to learn.
Men må lære.
What is the Bible saying over my life?
Hva sier Bibelen om livet mitt?
What is coming out of my mouth?
Hva det som kommer ut av munnen min?
Are you still with me, church?
Dere fortsatt med meg, kirke?
This is important.
Dette viktig.
Because the moment we talk about harvest,
for det øyeblikket vi snakker om innhøstning,
we talk also about spiritually warfare.
Vi snakker også om åndelig krigføring.
I don't like to talk about that.
But it's there. Men det der.
If we talk about harvest,
hvis vi skal snakke om innhøstning,
if we talk about rescuing people,
hvis vi snakker om å redde folk,
from darkness,
fra mørke,
and hell,
og helvete,
into his glorious light,
inntil hans herlige lys,
we talk about fight.
Så snakker vi om kamp.
We talk about fight for every soul.
Vi snakker om kamp for hver sjel.
We talk about eternity.
Vi snakker om evigheten.
But there's a purpose behind the fight.
Men en grunn bak denne kampen.
And that's the glory.
Og det herligheten.
There's a purpose behind your pain.
Den grunn bak smerten.
Because from the pain.
Fordi fra smerten.
And from the pressure.
Og fra depresjon.
The most beautiful oil start to flow.
Så starter de mest nydelige tingene.
Are you still with me?
Det fortsatt med meg?
Are you still with me? I want to have the worship team here.
Jeg vil lovsangeren komme.
We have to deal with pressure.
Vi lærer å håndtere press.
Norway,
Norge.
When we say you're going to see the greatest revival,
når vi sier at dere skal se den største vekkelsen,
an outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
en utøsning av den hellige ånd,
we also talk about the greatest pressure you're going to face.
Så vi snakker om den største presset du noen gang har møtt på.
I'm so sorry.
Jeg beklager.
It's part of the deal.
Den del av avtalen.
I told you I want to be honest.
Jeg sa at jeg vil være ærlig.
But it's worth paying the price.
Men det verdt å betale prisen.
Some people say I hate pressure.
Noen folk sier jeg hater presset.
I hate pressure as well.
Jeg hater presset.
I don't like it.
Jeg liker det ikke.
But we need pressure on earth.
Men vi trenger presset på jorden.
If we would not have pressure right now,
hvis vi ikke hadde press her nå,
we would float.
Så den bare flyt.
Right now there is pressure on earth.
Tyngdekraften.
Gravity, right?
Det tyngdekraften, det press.
Or is it gravity? How do you say it in English?
Gravity, yeah.
Gravity, yeah. There's gravity right now.
Det tyngdekraften fungerer nå.
Some people say, oh no, I cannot handle any pressure anymore.
No one else. Oh, I klarer ikke mer press.
I always say this, it's through pressure you are born.
Og jeg bare sier, det gjennom presset du... What was the word?
Through pressure you are born.
Det gjennom press du blir født.
Otherwise you would be stuck in the birth canal.
Hvis ikke det hadde vært press, hadde du vært stuck I fødselskanalen.
Actually, Chloe... Our little one, because we do birth things natural in America, back in Holland, in America, everything is injections, and you don't feel pain.
I Nederland så har man naturlig fødsel, mens Amerika så blir det proppet full av forskjellige ting. So Chloe var yngste datter.
Our fifth child is being born in America, but my wife already said, I want to do it like natural.
So den femte barnet vårt, hun ble født I Amerika, men kom og sier, jeg har kommet til å gjøre det naturlig.
And as a man, I have easy talk. I said, yeah, go for it.
Og så mann sa, så snakker jeg litt, men jeg kjør på liksom.
Honey, I just take a Starbucks with it.
Jeg bare tar bare meg en Starbucks.
You press and I drink Starbucks.
Du presser, jeg drikker Starbucks.
I'm there. Yeah. But you know, actually Chloe got stuck in the birth canal.
Men Chloe, hun ble satt fast I fødselskanalen.
For 2 hours.
I 2 timer.
And we almost had to rush to the hospital.
Hun måtte nesten skynde oss til sykehuset.
To get some help, to get more room in the birth canal.
For hjelp til å skape mer rom.
I never forget the Christian lady, the midwife, who was there.
Men jeg glemmer aldri denne kristne jordmoren som var
der.
Hun sa, Laura,
you breathe right now.
Pust. Bare pust.
And we're doing a little cut.
Og så skal vi kjære litt kutt.
You're going to give the biggest push.
Og så skal du gi det største presset.
And in a moment, you forgot all the pain you have your little baby in your hands.
Og det øyeblikket du har barnet I hendene dine, så glemmer du
alt. And she pushed.
Og hun preste.
She looked like a big swollen red tomato.
Og hun så ut som en stor oppblåst rød tomat.
Oh my gosh, she's blowing up.
Jeg tenkte bare, holdt på å sprenge.
I need another Starbucks, Lord.
Jeg trenger en Starbucks, tenkte jeg.
So scary, all this stuff.
Så skummelt.
I almost fainted.
Jeg besvimte nesten.
But the baby was there.
Men babyen var der.
And actually, I have this on video.
Jeg har faktisk dette på video.
Friend, of course, I'm not showing you. It's very private.
Selvfølgelig.
But in one moment, it all happened in 60 seconds.
Alt skjedde på 60 sekunder.
She looked like a big blown tomato.
Så ut som en rød tomat.
She was pushing with everything.
Presset like med alt hun hadde.
Incredible. It was like supernatural.
Helt overnaturlig.
And 30 seconds later, there was this little baby.
30 sekunder senere, så var det en liten baby der.
She was not blowing up anymore.
Hun var ikke rød oppløst lenger.
We were crying with a little baby in our hands.
Vi gråt med en lille baby i hendene.
We forgot what just happened 30 seconds ago.
Jeg hadde ikke akkurat glemt hva som skjedde 30 sekunder.
We needed pressure.
Vi trenger presse.
Chloe needed pressure to come out.
Chloe trengte presse for å komme ut.
In life,
og noen ganger i livet,
the Lord is using pressure
så bruker Gud press
to get the real stuff out of you.
For å få den virkelige saken ut av deg.
The ugly stuff.
De stygge sakene.
The ugly stuff.
Ja, de stygge sakene.
It's like, if I'm here with my hand,
så hvis jeg har med hånden min,
and I have a hammer in my hand,
og jeg har en hammer i hånden min,
and actually I put the pressure on my finger,
og plutselig treffer fingeren min,
I'm not sure what word comes out.
Så vet jeg ikke hvilken ord som kommer ut.
I hope glory.
Jeg håper herlighet.
But I don't think so.
Men jeg tror ikke det.
You know, under pressure,
under press,
the ugly things comes out,
så kommer de stygge tingene ut.
And the beautiful things comes out.
Og de nydelige tingene kommer ut.
And under pressure,
under press,
we are dealing with the ugly things.
Så håndterer vi de stygge tingene.
This is God's desire.
Dette Guds ønske.
So we start to look like him.
Så vi blir mer med, ser mer med ut.
And most of the times,
og mesteparten av tiden,
we need pressure.
Så trenger vi press.
We need pressure.
Vi trenger press.
So under pressure. Under pressure.
Så presset.
Because there's a purpose behind pressure.
For den mening bak presset.
For the real oil for you to start to flow.
Og hvis ikke den presset, så vil du begynne å flyte.
Shaping your character.
Og det med å skape karakteren din.
Being more like him.
Til å bli mer lik ham.
Let's stand on our feet.
La oss stå på føttene.
I thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place.
Takker deg, Gud, for ditt nærvær her.
Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our rebellion.
Men han ble såret for våre overtredelser.
He was crushed for our sins.
Han var knust for våre synder.
He was beaten so we could be whole.
Han ble slått så vi kunne bli hele.
He was whipped so we could be healed.
Han ble pisket så vi kunne bli helbredet.
And this morning,
denne morgenen,
this early afternoon,
denne tidlige ettermiddagen,
the Lord wants to do something significant in your life.
Så vil Gud lyst til å gjøre noe spesielt i livet ditt.
He wants to heal your past.
Han vil lyst til å helbrede fortiden.
He wants to heal.
Han vil helbrede sårene dine.
He wants to send you the Holy Spirit.
Han har lyst til å sende deg den hellige ånd.
And he wants to send you.
Han har lyst til å sende deg.
All in one.
Alt på ett.
Like he did with Thomas.
Akkurat som han gjorde med Thomas.
Are you ready to encounter Jesus?
Er du klar til å få et møte med Jesus?
Are you willing to go?
Er du villig til å gå?